and tie other old straw around it. And you just pitch them anywhere around. And but later on, they got to using the mowing machines and
yes, sir.
The rakes and went to baling it then. And you know, there's no fuss there down there close to Pop Eats. Rented that old place. Well, Papa didn't own that place at the time, but right there, 100 yards from our house where we was living. And he planted a bunch of peas out there, and he cut them things. Of course, he cut them with the mowing machine. He cured them, hauled them in a big old double pin log house. And he had a hay baler, but a man had to bale that hay. It had you put the hay in by hand, and it had a plunger come through there and pack this hay. And you pull that plunger down wide and show that through and pack the hay, you know, and then you'd have to push it up, throw more hay in there and pull that plunger down. That's a man's job too. The old man had two big knitters, young knitters, men there, and had them baling that hay, and he was putting it in the hopper, you know. And I don't know how many bales that they could bale in a day, but I could tell it was a job.
Yeah.
It had a block of wood. I don't know, it looked like it was about 16, 18 inches long, and it had a chain nailed to it, or a piece of wood, I don't remember which.
Uh-huh.
On it and tied it into this lever. Now that they put more weight on this lever, you see, to pack that hay. And that block of wood and them two niggers, they packed a good tight bale, seemed to me like.
Yeah.
Good bale of hay.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Mr. Ammons, where did you keep your horses? You said you kept them in a...
Well, the shed's built out off the barn, and just like you're going to put a room here, you see, and you just leave it where you want it up around, and there's built over enough for two mules or two horses in this stall here, and outdoors for them to go in there, you see, and every horse knows where his stall is at, too. You can put out feed for them of the evening out there and open the lock gate, and they'd come in, and each one would run to his stall. And then if one got the other fella's stall, why, Papa had a good whip hanging up.
Yeah.
He'd get a hold of that, and he'd tear that up and got the wrong stall. He'd know the next time when he... What stall to go to?
Yes, sir. Where did you milk your cows? Did you have a separate place where you'd milk them? Or?
We just milked them out in the open lot. Of course, that shed there that I'm talking about before we had the wagon on the hall of the barn there.
Yes, sir.
Plenty of room there, and if raining, something like that, we'd carry the box of feather then. Put them a little feed under there and you'll come out shed.
Did, what did you collect the milk in?